Amen. And we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are truly the healed of the Lord this day. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord this day. We decree and declare clarity over our lives and our families' lives this day. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families on this day. We decree and declare abundance, the abundance of the Lord on this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord on this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord continue to surround and encompass us and surround and encompass our families this day. We decree and declare a divine connection take place this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now on this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives on this day. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works on this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being on this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place on this day. We decree and declare prosperity. Continue to send now prosperity, O Lord, on this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now on this day. We decree and declare the double portion happen on this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Continue to keep us in our coming and bless us in our goings. Oh, in this day, we decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives and the lives of our families on this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas begin to happen on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind on this day. We decree and declare that God loads us daily with benefits, for he is our salvation on this day. We decree and declare that the manifestation of your word show forth now on this day. We decree and declare open doors, open opportunities for your people on this day. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing which we have not room to receive on this day. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower on this day. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail on this day. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the prayer line and begin to start speaking.
Thank you. Jesus. Father God, I bless your name. I bless your name, and I thank you, God, for this opportunity one more time to stand before you, God, with my brothers and my sisters in unity, Father God. We give your name the praise and the glory always, Father God. You know every name and every situation of every person, even on this line, Father God. And we're touching and agreeing, Father God, for healing in the minds, Father God, healing in the families, Father God, healings in the heart of man today, Father God. And I'm standing here, Father God, for relationship, in family matters, Father God. I cancel out any abusive situations, Father God, and standing here for peace and love and freedom in those relationships, Father God. Father God, I'm thanking you for touching, for healing the minds, Father God, healing the minds, Father God, the worrying, Father God. I thank you, God, for just the peace that surpasses all understanding for the people today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the people who have been rescued, Father God, the people who have been covered so far, Father God, in the hurricane, in this season, in this tormented season, Father God, with the weather, Father God. I thank you that they're still able to stand, Father God, in this hour. I thank you for the ministries and the prophets, Father God, that sent out the word, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to continue to move through them, speak through them, Father God. Thank you for financial favor, even for the prophets' travel coming forth, Father God. I thank you and continue to give your name the praise for our life, our breath, our health, and our strength, Father God. Thank you for, God, the power that you've placed in us, God. We give your name the praise. We love you, God. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to thank and praise your name for the favor that you have brought upon us, oh dear God. I want to thank you for the favor that you allow to rest upon us, oh dear God, that you shall establish the work of our hands, oh God, that you will continue to establish the work of our hands so that we could create wealth in this season, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for just blessing the families that have been affected in the floods, oh dear God, the hurricanes, the storms, oh dear God, that you have brought them recovery and rescue, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for relationship, for marriages, oh dear God, that they shall continue to communicate more effectively, oh dear God, so that they can do your will in a more excellent way, oh Father God. I want to thank you for being our Lord and our shepherd, oh dear God. And I want to thank you, Lord God, for just giving us our life, health, and strength, oh dear God. I want to thank you for just covering our minds, our spirit, and our soul in this season, oh dear God. I thank you for our children, just giving them safety passages. They started back to school, oh Father God. Lord God, I thank you for just blessing the sick and afflicted, oh dear God, just healing them in a complete and special way, oh dear God. I continue to bless you, Lord God, for Master Prophet Ebonar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless them, oh dear God, and give them safe travel as they go on their travel to Ghana, oh dear God, and all those that are going with them, Lord God. I thank and praise your name for the company of prophets, oh dear God, the company of poem, oh dear God, that we shall continue to be on one accord and come together in unity, oh dear God, that we shall practice unconditional love in this season, oh dear God. I bless you, Lord God, for our leaders in the nation, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless their minds, their soul, and their spirit, that they will just say, yield, I yield to you, oh dear God, and just fall before you, oh dear God, to give their lives over to you. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake, amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Prophetess Monica. Prophet. Amen. And Father God, go ahead, prophetess.
Go ahead, Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to just come before you and pray, Father God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for ushering us into a day, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for touching all of our leaders, Father God, touching our pastors and bishops, Father God, touching all of our elders, Father God, touching the ministers, deacons, and deaconesses, Father God, right now. Father God, right, we want to lift up each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God. Thank you for touching their families. Thank you for touching them, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching even those that they encounter, Father God. Bless those people, Father God. Bless their lives, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God. I want to lift up Prophet William Richard, Father God. Thank you for your hedge of protection, Father God, and thank you for a divine safety, Father God, that you have over his life, Father God, and even over the islands, Father God, that have experienced, Father God, the hurricane, Father God, and the inclement weather, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for your safety now and your divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over your people, Father God, and their families, Father God, even now, Father God, that are in the state of Georgia, in the state of Florida, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just covering them, Father God, from all of the things, Father God, that are happening, Father God, and all of the things that are even to come, Father God. I want to just thank you, Father God, for just covering your people, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for divine provision even now, Father God. Thank you for being a provider, Father God, and continuing to add to us, Father God, daily. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for your word declares that it gives the Father great pleasure, Father God, to give us the kingdom. I want to thank you now, Father God, for the gift of the kingdom, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for giving us a testimony, Father, to share, Father God, of that gift, Father God, such that souls could be added daily, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for touching our lives, touch our elders, Father God, in our communities, Father God, continue to touch them, Father God, because they've been such a blessing to us, Father God. And we'll continue to just touch their lives, Father God, and just grant them healing, Father God, even healing to those that are in sick, that may be sick and shut in, Father God. Thank you for just healing them in divine wholeness, Father God. Thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. Thank you for the healing that you're showing to her, Father God, and divine recovery even now. We'll be so careful to give your name all the praise, glory, and honor. Just want to tell you we love you, Lord. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Prophet Shonita.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day, Lord, we thank you so much as we rejoice in unification. Lord, thank you for the advancement. Thank you for the progression that you're doing in each and everyone's lives, not only on this phone call, but the ones who couldn't be in attendance as well, Lord. Lord, I thank you for surrounding us with your abundant love. I thank you for giving us your grace and mercy that endures forevermore as you surround everyone with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I thank you for the endurance that you're giving us. I thank you for not for allowing us to not be weary in well-doing as we continue to go out boldly as your soldiers and continue to build up your kingdom, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you most of all for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and for what you're doing in their lives and for allowing the multiplication and increase to flow into our lives as well. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that you are our foundation, God, that never fails, God. God, we thank you, God, for helping us to call on you daily for our daily supplies of spiritual powers, God. God, we thank you, God, for the strength that you give us, God. And we thank you, God, for letting us be above only, God. And God, we thank you, God, for leading us through the journey of life, God. We thank you, God, for increase. We thank you, God, for your healing powers, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the soles of our feet, God. And God, we thank you, God, for all our leaders, your leaders, and of the churches, God. We thank you for our leaders as well, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for peace in the community, God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air or land or sea, God. God, and we thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, God, and bringing us home safe each and every day, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children and loved ones, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them to and fro as they go to school, God, and back home, God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us is already condemned. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, O mighty power one. In your precious and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Oh, Father God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Father, the heavens are yours and the earth is yours as well. The world and all it contains, you have founded them. Yours is the day. Yours is the night. You have prepared the light and the sun. Nothing is too difficult for you, O great and mighty God. The Lord of hosts is your name, great in counsel and mighty in deed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, giving to everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. Father God, we say, who is this King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty, the one who touches the land so that it melts and all those who dwell in it mourn? The one who has founded his vaulted dome over the earth, he who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. To you, O Lord, be honor and glory and eternal dominion. O Lord, you have compassionate. You are compassionate and you are gracious. You are slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness. You have not dwelt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your loving kindness towards us. We have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of our hearts. We have inclined our heart to perform your statutes forever and ever, even unto the end, for you are a hiding place and our shield, and we wait for your word. Therefore, we love your commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, we esteem right all your precepts concerning everything, and we hate every false way. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers, Father God, on this morning. We thank you, Father God, for a right mind. We thank you, Father God, for peace. We thank you, Father God, for joy. And, Father God, we thank you. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us together again as a unity, unity of saints, unity of the brethren, unity of the prophets. Thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness. Your mercy endures forever. And I thank you, God, for healing me, for healing my body. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be on this prayer line on tonight, on this morning. And I thank you for the vision of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan, who have seen and given us the opportunity to be here to pray. Thank you, Father. Bless your prophets. Bless your people, God. Bless the listeners, those who are seeking a word from you, God, seeking peace, comfort, who come to the prayer line on a nightly basis, just seeking to hear a word. Thank you, Father, for those people. God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way, strengthen them, strengthen their families, strengthen them in unity, help them to be loving and kind to each other, God. Bless them with prosperity and health and peace. And thank you, God, for your mercy, Thank you, God, for using us as your people, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, God, for your love and your grace, God. And I just thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you guide us continually and satisfy our soul in drought and make fat our bones. And thou shalt make us, Lord, as a well-watered garden, like a spring of water whose water fail not. We thank you, Lord, that we are called to build the old waste places and to raise up foundations of many generations. And we are called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the path to dwell in. We delight ourselves in you, Father God, and you cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed us with the heritage of Jacob, our father, for your mouth has spoken it. We thank you, Lord, that we remember you and you give us the power to get well, that you establish your covenant, which you swear unto our fathers this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you empower us to pull down strongholds of sickness and disease, lack and oppression. We pull down every stronghold of adversity. We pull down every stronghold, Lord God, of every dark art that is formed against us. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God is present on this line for healing, restoration, and repair. We lift up every prayer request. We lift up Prophet Cynthia Dawson. We lift up our pastors, our prophets in the order, and every family that's represented. And we decree and declare healing and breakthrough. We bless our archbishop. We bless our pastor. And we call for strength, hallelujah, and provision in the name of Jesus. We thank you for help from your sanctuary. And, Lord, we thank you for a mighty covering of protection as they prepare to travel overseas. We thank you, Lord God, for the great visitation that you are preparing. And we bless you, Lord God, for protecting our elders and our families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Darlene Graham, excuse me. Prophetess Darlene Graham. All right, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift you up even now, Father God. We thank you for divine peace even now in our homes and our households and our families and our children and our elders, Father God. Peace of mind and peace of spirit even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for rebuking the devourer even now. Father God, thank you for being a strong tower in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow right relationships to be drawn to us, Father God. Father God, allow our ears to hear your voice and only your voice, Father God. Father God, allow your voice to resonate in our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, quiet the storm even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for every life here on the line even now. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father God, those that have a heavy heart, Father God, allow your comfort to begin to cover them even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being our comforter even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being our Lord and Savior even now. Father God, thank you for your love and your mercy even now. Father God, thank you for touching us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. Father God, thank you for covering us and protecting us even now. Father God, thank you. Thank you for life even now. Father God, thank you for covering us as we come and as we go. Thank you for traveling mercies even now. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, God, and I love you, Lord. Amen.
Prophetess Darlene. Prophetess Monica Higgins. All right. Father, we just want to thank you, and we just want to rejoice. But truly, this is the day, Father, that you have made. And, Father, we choose to rejoice. And, Father, we choose to thank you, Lord. But, Father, even as your word has declared, great and wonderful are you, Father. But, Father, we know, Lord, that your mercy does endure to all generation, Father. And Father, because you are a merciful God, and Father, because you are a loving God, Father, we lift our voice unto you, Lord, giving you thanks and giving you praise for this day that you have made. And we give you praise and thanks, Lord, for protection and safety and how you kept us even among and during the storms. Father, we want to say thank you today, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for even how you have kept those that we knew and those that we did not know. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. And Father, we want to pray, Lord, even now for those that are sick and those that are shedding, Lord, those that are oppressed and depressed. Father, we want to pray for them, Lord. And Father, we want to send your healing power even now unto them, Father. Father, we want to pray for those that are incarcerated, Father. Father, touch them, Father. Father, cause your angel to begin to go before them, Father, and begin to declare and speak your word, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Lord. And Father, we know and we declare and we affirm even now, Lord, that you and you alone is perfecting everything that concerns your people today. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, because, Father, you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith, Father. And, Father, we dare not give you complaints or worry, but Father, we choose to give your name the praise and to lift your name up like a trumpet and begin to declare your name, Father. Father, we pray even now in your precious name, Father, that every soul, every individual that's on this call, Father, Father, you know the need, Father. Father, you know what they're in desire for, Father. And Father, I pray, Lord, even as your word says, Lord, you are our shepherd and you are the one that shall lead us and guide us, Father. You are the one that, Father, that shall cause us to lie down in green pasture. Father, cause these your people to lie down in green pasture, Father, for they will not worry or want for anything, for they shall know you, Lord, that you are truly the Jehovah Jireh, the God that is more than enough, the God that supplies every one of our needs. Now, Father, I pray, even as we navigate through this day, Father, Father, I pray, Lord, that your will be done. I pray for wisdom. I pray for strength, Father. I pray for understanding for your people everywhere, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, that even as we began to move forth and navigate, Father, Father, give us wisdom, Lord, how to speak, how to act, how to perform, so that we will showcase you and that you and you alone will get the glory, not man, but you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the angel of the Lord does go before us, Lord, bringing about protection and safety to us, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move about this day, Father, Father, you've given us money-making ideas, Father. Father, you've given us witty inventions, witty ideas that will cause us to begin to prosper in the way that we should go. Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks for everything that you have started, everything you are about to do, and everything that you are going to do. Father, we lift your name up, and we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Father. And Father, we just touch, Father, every individual that's on this call on this morning. Touch them, Father. Stir them up, Father. Anoint them afresh, Father. Let them know, Lord, that after they have done all they know to do, Father, they're going to stand, and they're going to stand, and they will not worry. They are not going to complain, but they're going to stand and praise you, Father, because, Father, you know the end result. And because you know the end, we give you praise, Father, because you're ordering our footsteps. In the precious name of Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess Darlene, you can give the announcement. Again, we want to thank everyone on the call on this morning. We also want to give you an announcement. We have heard from Prophet William Richards. He is doing fine. The yes. only thing is that he wants to be on the midnight call. In St. Martin, they have not, the internet connection is very bad. So as soon as that gets fixed, he will be back on the call. So we want to just give God praise. And he just seen the power of prayer and why he was on the call each night praying, because God was preparing him for such a time as what he went through. He said his home, God just spared and kept everything that he wanted to be kept. Everything that he was involved with, God kept it, God he just seen the power, the grace, and the anointing of God at work in his life and even in his home as that storm began to hit St. Martin. So we want to give God praise for that, yes. as to what he's doing and what he's about to do, not just only in his life, but in each and every one of our lives. God is at work, and we're just saying, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. Not my will, Father, but let your will be done. So, again, family, I just thank God for you. I so appreciate you, and I just love each and every one of you to life. Let us keep on keeping on, being the family of God, stand united, stand together in prayer. Amen. So, Prophetess Darlene or Prophetess Bethany, you can take over the call and give forth the announcement. Family, I love you to life.
Amen, amen, amen. Love you, Pastor. Thank you for everything. What a wonderful, powerful testimony. And that is the power of prayer. Amen. If that did not encourage you to be on these calls every night, no matter what comes up, no matter what shows up, to press in so you can press out. I don't know what else can be said to inspire you. Amen. But that is powerful, because if you've been watching the news, you know the devastation in St. Thomas and St. Martin and Bartuba. You know the devastation in Cuba and in the Caribbean areas. And for God to preserve the prophet in the midst of devastation, what manner, my God, of love is this? Amen? My God, today, I mean, I want to wrap this call up, but this is much. Amen. Are there any other announcements? Because I just feel like going into a praise right now. I can pray another hour. I don't know about you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, yes and yes, Prophetess. I want to invite the people of God a little later on today from noon to one to come and join the conversation. It's going to be Theocracy Thursday with myself, my lovely wife, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, as well as Prophetess Deanna Kelly. We will be sharing out of the book Unchristian, and the topic is Get Saved. So come and join the conversation from noon to one, same line, same time. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene.
All right. And Prophetess Darlene, one other announcement before we go. We want to encourage all the partners, don't forget the 9 a.m. conference call with the Master Prophet as he's wrapping up everything, because next week we will be leaving for Africa. But listen, the conference call will be going on, and the Master Prophet has already made up his mind. Even in Africa, we will be still having conference call. So 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be having our morning conference call. We want to encourage everyone to come out, join us, and to be a part. And this is the same number as the prayer call. Amen. Prophet Darlene.
Amen. And the prayer will continue. Even as our leaders will be over in Africa, we will be praying, and we will be standing, and we will continue to be a yes. Are there any other announcements before we close?
Yes, people of God, check your emails. Check your emails. The Master Prophet's writing. He is letting you know about what is coming, especially with the upcoming trip into Ghana. And so you want to make sure that you are in the loop and that you are connected with what is happening. Stick with the connectivity. Amen.
Amen. And Archbishop has graced me to allow me to continue to I wasn't able to. So before the trip, but he's graced me to receive my seed, and you know, at the end of the month. So I'm just blessed to be able to be a part of that, and I just want to encourage you all, amen, if you to stand with Archbishop, with that $100 seed, with that $500 seed, with that $1,000 seed, amen, so into that anointing, so into that work that's being birthed out in Ghana, and I just look forward to the manifestation of that seed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Bless you all. If there be no more announcements, we're going to say good night, God bless, and keep praying.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you too. Good night.
God bless you. God bless you. Good night.
Bless you all.
Bless family. Good night.
Bless.